had been breastfeeding heavily and had gone to bed and woke up to find that the baby was crying, and I needed, there was something wrong with me and I had to get help, and I had a flatmate and I was trying to open the door and my hand wouldn't connect with the door handle and it was desperately frightening, and I screamed for help, and my friend came in and called the doctor who lived next door, a very nice woman, and it took me about 5 hours to recover, and I had a desperate headache and I'd been so frightened by it. And That's an interesting point. I hadn't any knowledge of how bad hyperglycemia could be and those sort of things that it could do in the night if you went low enough, slowly enough. So I rang the hospital and the doctor said, yes, that's absolutely typical. It's rather like having a stroke in terms of its effects, and it would take 5 hours to recover and it won't have done you any damage. And I was a little bit more careful about eating a bit more when I was breastfeeding after that. So that really brings me up to being incompetent with a child of one and a new hospital, the very modern, up to the minute, Addenbrookes, a new clinic, new people and a new GP, all of which was very good news for me.
And what year is this?
1988. Which is the year that I switched, I believe it was when I became a patient at Addenbrookes, switched from animal insulin to human insulin. And I was very relieved to do that. And this probably sounds very foolish, but I have to say that briefly when I was told that I had diabetes and I was going to have animal insulin as a very strict vegetarian, I actually flirted with the idea that I was going to say, well, I'll have to die instead. But you know, I didn't, obviously. But I was absolutely glad to go on to human insulin and have to leave that behind me, because I think it was pork insulin, and I wondered so much how they got it, and I still don't know, and I'm glad I don't. But I'm on human insulin, have been ever since that time.
Did you notice any difference?
No, I don't think I did. I can't remember what the reasons for putting me on it were. Possibly just better control. I mean, the other thing I have to say is that my HbA1c's had been ludicrously good throughout my 20s. I didn't deserve it because I was not as good as I could have been or should have been. But I think I've only ever had an HbA1c of over 8 once. And I know a lot of people work very, very hard and give up a lot of things and don't achieve that. And I think, you know, I have to appreciate that I've been very lucky to date. The human insulin didn't really, it was all pretty seamless, I think.